Welcome back. 3:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Wednesday afternoon, I'm joined by Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist and author of the book, Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, confronting the left's assault on our families, faith, and freedom. And sort of attack on faith this week in her column, Stand with Hobby Lobby for Religious Liberty. Hello, Mary Beth. How are you?
Good, Andy. How you doing today?
I'm just doing fine. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Funny, you know, I didn't see a whole lot about this Hobby Lobby story in the mainstream media. I wonder why. Could you give us a backstory on it?
Yeah. Can you imagine another Christian company? You know, I mean, it's sort of, in some sense, it's a little bit like the Chick-fil-A brouhaha in that, you know, the mainstream media is just not going to pay much attention to it if, you know, the flyover where I am gets behind a company that is trying to assert itself, especially as a Christian entity. So the Green family founded Hobby Lobby, the craft store. You're probably pretty crafty. I'm sure you're there on the weekends. back in 1972.
Actually, you know, actually, I'm going to interrupt you for a second because a friend of mine's son just opened a Hobby Lobby in Florida.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a great store.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's just, other than the price of silk flowers, I can't say enough good things about Hobby Lobby, but the price of silk flowers is obscene, as you probably also know.
Yes, I'm constantly buying them.
I know. If I weren't for the fact that I kill real flowers, I would really, but anyway. So Hobby Lobby, so the Green family owns Hobby Lobby and franchises it elsewhere, as you mentioned, but they are very ardent and outspoken Christians, and in fact the mission statement of their company is around their service to God, and everything they do about the way they run this business consistently since 1972 has outwardly reflected their belief system as Christians, and in fact in their working documents. So this isn't new. It's not like, I think it's important to say, it's not like Hobby Lobby just found religion so they could avoid, you know, complying with HHS mandates.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a case of Hobby Lobby does not want to comply with the HHS mandate that requires abortifacient drugs to be included in health insurance, because they're not a Catholic family, by the way, and they're not, and so they don't have a problem with contraception. They have provided it and continue to provide it as part of their health insurance. But they are ardently pro-life, and they do believe that life begins at conception and that abortifacient drugs, the morning after pill, the week after pill, those things violate their conscience because they feel that they would be providing the means, the wherewithal, to end a human life. And so they don't want to do that, and they're not doing it because it's a violation of their conscience. But in the HHS mandates, a company the size of Hobby Lobby will pay $1.3 million a day. That's a lot of silk flowers.
Wow.
And starting on the 1st of January, they would be liable for that. They did go. They're in the 10th Circuit. Well, here's what's interesting I wrote about is that there are many companies, entities, I should say, colleges, universities, healthcare providers, other groups, not just Catholics and not just the Catholic Church, who are fighting the mandates on the basis of religious liberty. And so Hobby Lobby is just one big one.
Well, and some of those have been successful in their fights.
Most of them. Most
yeah.
of them are winning. The HHS mandate is losing, and that is what you're not reading in the mainstream media. Now, you're also not reading about the support for Hobby Lobby Day that happened on Saturday. I wrote about the fact that I went to Hobby Lobby deliberately on Saturday, frankly went out of my way. Also, the parking lot was jammed. Also, I had to wait several minutes in line to pay for my picture frame. And, you know, when you're waiting, you really want to buy all this other stuff that you don't need. So I just want to say I resisted temptation, only bought the picture frame. But I did it on purpose so I could support Hobby Lobby. And these other companies and entities that are winning these cases and are not being required or being given waivers. Now, you know, you recall that the HHS mandate has this 1 year in which it's supposed to be, HHS is supposed to be trying to figure out how to accommodate, you know, objectors and
right.
whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the courts are reticent to make decisions that are out, you know, before that 1 year is up, thinking that maybe HHS will change the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, it's a little wiggly. There's several different decisions coming down, but it's for sure going to have to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court because the decisions are varied, and the reasons that the different courts, the different circuits are deciding in favor of the plaintiffs are varied. And so, but unfortunately, because they sit in the 10th Circuit, Hobby Lobby is not winning anything so far.
Yeah. You know, what baffles me is that if it's all over this morning after pill, why don't those who want them get them from Planned Parenthood? You know, there's a story out yesterday claims that the group not only performed 334,000 abortions last year using a lot of taxpayer money, but they also have assets over $1 billion. Let them hand those out.
Yeah. You know what? The thing about Planned Parenthood especially is it's always been about follow the money. There are some people getting very, very rich on Planned Parenthood and on abortion. But that, you know, it's the irony of what you just said, the obviousness of what you just said, this is the sort of stuff that makes some of us just like cringe and roll our eyes and think, are you seriously? There are not enough avenues to find both contraception and abortive fashions if that's what you're interested in. Why do we have to make a Christian company betray its values and do what the government says? Well, you know why, Andy? Because that's the whole point. That's the whole point, is making the companies do what the administration says it has to do. The whole point is fixing what's wrong with the culture. It's Kathleen Sebelius fixing what's wrong with the Catholic Church and with Christianity in her mind. She gets to, you know, play a little bit of God here, and, you know, with her feminist outburst, she gets to decide, you know, what is and isn't right for other people. And that's what's really behind all of this. That's why I went and bought a stinking picture frame, because there are, you know, that if Hobby Lobby loses, we all lose in such a huge way. If we can't practice our religion in the day-to-day work that we do in our personal and professional lives, not just in our houses of worship, then we have lost essentially what it means to be American. And, you know, at the risk of hyperbole, these are the big questions. And if we aren't paying attention, we really need to be. And we're not going to, we can't count on the mainstream media to give us the news on this. So we have to pay attention to Facebook and social media and places where we're learning about these cases and how they're going forward. You got to go to the BeckettFund.org and follow these cases and see how they're doing, so we know what's going to. We can't be surprised if we discover later that you know, we're going to be free to worship, but not free to believe and to act on our beliefs in all of our everyday life.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just made me think of something. I got to go to the nearest Hobby Lobby, and I have to buy a picture frame, and then I have to come home, and I have to put a picture of Sandra Fluck in there, and then and then throw it off a cliff somewhere.
No. Go get a picture of the Constitution. And
there you go.
Put it in your house. Teach it to your kids and grandkids. Come on. There's something good you can do with
you know,
your house.
You know something? You know something? That would be a great gift idea.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That's fantastic. Have you ever done that?
No, I framed a picture of my dog. But I'm just saying, you know, and I'm not actually making that up. I framed a picture of Scott's dog sitting at the feet of my dad, who claims to hate dogs. So I felt it was kind of an ironic photo. And you know, but in the same way, you know, he's free to hate the dog, and we're free to have one anyway. So it felt kind of like a First Amendment picture to me. But
yeah, it is.
I feel like that's what we ought to do. We ought to buy those picture frames or whatever you want to buy at Hobby Lobby. But definitely make sure we talk to friends and neighbors about what's going on with this case and with other cases. We cannot let this religious liberty issue just die because we've lost interest or the media doesn't follow it anymore, or the Catholic Church, you know, isn't making a big enough stink anymore. And so it's off the radar, because that's how they win these things. That's how they kind of, you know, eke away, they chip away little by little, and they count on our apathy, and they count on us to become forgetful. And we need to stay outraged about this one, because the ramifications for us as a culture and as a society are just enormous.
Mm-hmm. Stand with Hobby Lobby for Religious Liberty. You'll find that in today's Washington Times, and it's by Mary Beth Hicks. As always, thanks for joining me. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks so much, Andy. Talk soon.
See ya. Mary Beth Hicks, 358, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.